shouldn't be raining. It is 8:23 and 60 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Lori.
We appreciate your update with us the third Thursday of each month on Community Contact. And we have call stats that we'll go over. But first, I've been seeing several posts about some local training, and I want to follow up on the big training event that you had, the South Alabama Firefighter Hot Weekend, if you will. But you had trainers from all over the United States here.
We did. We had several trainers from around the country, from FDNY, Atlanta, Ohio, just and some local ones as well. We had 75, I believe, 70 to 75 firefighters from around the region, several from Baldwin County, that took place in this training over 2 days in March. Had a great training. The skills that they learned were invaluable, and everybody just raved about how it went.
That's so really good. Awesome. Very impressive event. It's one I wish that we could have attended and watched.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you didn't have the space for it. You've also recently posted some fireboat training. Tell us about that.
So we've been out with the fireboat, just training, making sure we are up to date on our skills with it. The actual post you're looking at now was a April Fool's joke that somebody decided to put out.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah. It said y'all were going to start offering whale
tours.
Yes,
tours. Ma'am. Yeah. Out on the bay. But that was just
funny.
A great April Fool's joke. Actually had a few people that bought it. So.
But
we've been out in schools. We've been out in the buildings.
There's the legit picture.
Yep. But we've been out in the schools, specifically the high school, looking at things that we need to check for. We've been out around town looking at local buildings just in case, just thinking about what we would do if something were to happen. So
that's a good idea to pre-plan.
Exactly.
And to pre-scout out the facility.
Yes, ma'am. And it's something we're doing more and more of, so you'll see us out and about doing that. We're about to have an open house on June 3rd from 10 to 2. That'll be at Fire Station 2.
Which one is that?
The one on Thompson Hall Road.
Okay, right behind the hospital.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll have some demonstrations. We'll have an ambulance, safety information, some gear that folks can try on and see how much all the items cost, things like that. And we'll also have food. It's been a few years since we've done an open house, so we're just getting back into it and putting one on.
That's very nice, and you'll be back to tell us about that again.
Yes, we'll remind you
that,
again.
It is on June the 3rd. Okay, very nice. And now let's talk about the call stats. These are the calls of service you've received, right?
Yes, ma'am. So the more in-depth calls are on the Facebook page, and I saw that you shared it just recently. But we had one grass fire. We had five structure fires. I would note that three of those five we went mutual aid on those.
Right.
Those were all in Silver Hill. Then we had, let's see, one vehicle fire. We went had 20 medical assist calls, a total of 16 motor vehicle accidents in different categories, a carbon monoxide call. We stood by at a power line down a couple different times. We had wires arcing. Landed the helicopter five times. Public service of some type for twice, lift assist twice. Went and checked on a couple of smoke complaints. twice. We were dispatched and canceled 18 times.
Dispatched and canceled.
Sure.
18 times.
So that's if we get a fire alarm.
Oh, a false alarm. Okay.
Yes, false alarm for, like, we get dispatched for a fire alarm and the alarm company or the owner calls and says, hey, it was an accident.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what those are.
On your list, you've got building fire, five of those.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any details on those?
Like I said, three of those were in Silver Hill, a couple of trailer fires and a shed fire.
And then what's not included on this report, because this is March, was the tragic fatal fire in Silver Hill.
Yes, ma'am. We were out there assisting as well.
Yeah, that's awful.
And then we had a piece of carpet burned from an RC battery, a remote control battery car. It just got hot enough to start the carpet on fire. Luckily, they got it out before we got there, and we just made sure it didn't go any. Didn't extend anything any further than it was.
That's kind of a freak accident.
Yes,
isn't it?
Ma'am. And then we had a kitchen fire on Lakeview Drive that came in as a fire alarm. And when we got there, we found that there was a fire in the stove, and extinguished it and made sure the smoke got out of the house. But that's those five.
Okay.
So we ran a total of 103 calls in March.
That's about the
we're right around 100. So okay. we're still handling everything very well. Got enough people.
See, he's answering my question before I ask it now.
We've done this way too long between the two of us.
But we always pretend like someone is listening for the first time ever, and as so many new people move into
That's
town.
Right. Absolutely.
Why a volunteer fire department, and are we protected?
Yes, we are. We are protected. We got great people who participate, and we got great backing from the city and the citizens. We got four stations spread out around the city, and then looking at a fifth right now. In the near future, but we got about 50 on staff currently. Always looking for more. But everybody's assigned to a station that they live close to, and when we get a call, they just respond to it, and we are able to cover the job.
So. As I've said before, there's something about that volunteer camaraderie and dedication.
There is. Definitely.
And y'all meet, what is it, monthly at the fire station?
So we meet, we have a monthly meeting, but we're doing something every Tuesday. We're always, that's our training night and our business meeting night, but we're always doing something at least once a week, and if more than likely multiple nights a week we're doing something, whether we're out in the schools or honing our skills or whatnot. So
you've got that nice facility on Thompson Hall Road where you can do some simulation and whatnot. Do you ever have a call or do you do the kind of things, say maybe an older building needs to be demolished? Is there a situation where someone can call the fire department and say, hey, would you like to use this as a training? This has got to come down.
Things have gotten much harder to do that in today's world, but we still will. If somebody has a house or a building that they would like to try to do that with, we will be more than glad to come out and see if we can do something with it. But with restrictions through state agencies, it's awful hard to do that these days. The training we get from those is invaluable because that's the most realistic training you can get.
Right.
But it's very hard to do it in today's world.
But you can check it out.
Absolutely, maybe. Check. Absolutely, call us. We'll come out. Okay. We'll see if it works out for us.
And what's a good number for those that want to talk to you about either donating or becoming a volunteer member or a structure?
251-233-5000. 5181 is their fire department cell phone. That's the easiest way to get in touch with any of us.
233-5181.
Yes, ma'am.
Unless, of course, it's an emergency.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. If it's an emergency, absolutely call 911.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chief. Anything else?
Just a quick reminder that the 8M burn ban starts May 1st. So that gives folks that want to do some outdoor burning just under two weeks, before the 8M burn ban takes effect, and that goes through November 1st.
So we can still burn. I know. Did you hear about the control burn around Dauphin Island?
I did see that.
Oh, that's awful. So you still want folks to let you know if they're burning, right?
Let us know. That way you don't get a fire truck or a fire officer coming out and seeing what's going on.
Okay, so just call and say, hey, I'm going to burn this debris pile.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis joining us this morning, the third Thursday of each month.